Christian Parenting.
Aloha, friends, and welcome to the Monica Swanson Podcast, powered by Christian Parenting. I am Monica Swanson, mom to four boys, wife to Dr. Dave, podcast host, and author of Boy Mom, Raising Amazing, and the newly released Becoming Homeschoolers. Here on the podcast, it is my goal to bring you practical advice and biblical wisdom for raising amazing kids and building strong families. You can always find show notes over at monicaswanson.com/podcast. I'm so glad you're here, and I hope you'll be encouraged. Aloha, friends. Welcome back to the podcast on this very special Tuesday, special for so many reasons. First of all, I've got my husband Dave with me today. Hey, Dave.
Hello.
So fun to have you here. And we are recording just a little bit in advance. But as this episode airs, all kinds of exciting things have happened or are about to happen. One is Dave and I just got back from our second son's college graduation. Sniff, sniff. Hooray. I don't know. All the feelings.
Got it done.
Yeah. Well, we hope. We're assuming as we record that it's all going to go down. Next, this coming Sunday is Mother's Day. So happy Mother's Day to everyone out there. And we're going to talk a lot more about that today. And then thirdly, yesterday, my book released, Becoming Homeschoolers, just finally released. And people often kind of use a parallel between having a baby and releasing a book. And it's seriously so true. It feels like not 9 months, but a couple years in the making of this book baby. And so it's just so awesome when you finally release it. So thank you for all of you, to all of you who have just been on this journey with me, supported me, been on the launch team, many of you, and hopefully have bought the book, shared the book. Thank you. Thank you. And so we're kind of pre-celebrating as we record today because I know it's going to be a great day. So yay.
Yay. And so, do I get a talk?
Dave's going to talk. That was my opening. I invited,
you stole my thunder.
I'm sorry. Okay. I invited Dave on to kind of chat Mother's Day with all of us. I thought it'd be more fun to have a conversation. And so I let him put together some questions for me that hopefully will encourage all of you. So Dave's going to take over now. I'm passing the microphone to Dave.
Well, we're sharing the microphone.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
we're sharing.
Yeah. Because I'm asking you questions and you're going to have some great answers for your audience here. But yeah, well, I'm glad to be here. And so Monica, Mother's Day next weekend. Woo. And so 25 years, but we're going to be technical about this. It's 25 years if we include you being pregnant during Mother's Day.
That's true. Because officially, Josiah, our oldest, will turn 25 this summer.
Yeah. I mean, I guess everyone has different definitions. Are you a mother while you're pregnant? Or are you a mother 100%. Once the baby's out?
100. Ask anyone listening who's pregnant right now. Are you a mother? Definitely.
Because you're an expecting mother, aren't you?
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
It still counts.
Okay.
You get to celebrate Mother's Day.
It's a qualified form of motherhood.
Right.
But you're an... So you've had 25 years of motherhood, including expectancy.
Yes.
Okay. I think that's worth celebrating.
It is.
And
it's a long time.
So you've learned a lot of things, because that's a lot of years.
I've come a long way.
Yeah. Man, you could write books about that. Oh, wait, you did.
Oh, that's right.
So looking back, you've have a lot of maybe things that you can think of that are maybe favorite things about being a mom.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's just start there.
Let's start there.
Can you just maybe tell your audience who are interested in knowing what Monica's favorite things about being a mom are?
I love being a mom. I think it's the greatest joy ever. And you're probably going to follow this by asking for some of the challenges, so I won't touch on that. But no doubt, it's not easy. But I have loved, my boys are so much fun. So I think motherhood just gives me like these crazy little kids that are just super fun. I have loved the companionship. Like, I don't look forward to being an empty nester one day, to be honest. But I love just having humans around me who are like me but different. I just love motherhood. I also, probably top of the list, I have loved watching my boys grow up to be young men and to have such a great friendship with these boys who used to just be little rugrats under our feet. And now they're big people with their own thoughts and opinions. And I just love that process of watching them grow up. So a couple favorites there.
Yeah. And I might add to what I think is your favorites is that you said like the friendship that you have with them. And I guess it becomes more of that when they get older. And I guess the friendships they have with each other. Did you say that or did you mean to say that? No, but that
comes with it, for
sure.
Yeah, because
I know that's one of the things that you really treasure, right?
I so do. Like, as this airs, our four sons, everybody take a moment to pray for the Swanson boys, because Dave and I are coming back after graduation. As my book releases, our four boys will be on a road trip together in California doing some hiking, crazy stunt, camping trip. Yeah, hiking intense. And camping, intense.
In the wilderness.
And what's funny is when Raising Amazing, my last book, released, it was February of 2023, and they were gone on a road trip then too. Oh, wow. They tend to plan their road trips around my book launches. But anyway, it is such a joy to see our boys want to spend time together and plan their adventures together and choose one another before anyone else.
So, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty great.
Yeah. So, of course, yeah, you mentioned the other side of it, challenges. So what would you say are the lows that you can maybe reflect on?
Dave is preoccupied with a fly.
Okay. That's just part of being in the country, right?
That's part of being in the country.
And having chickens.
He can't stand it. And he has a salt gun.
Yeah.
Not an assault gun, but a salt gun that he likes to get our flies with. And I can tell he's about to hit pause here to get the fly. Do you need to do that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Unfortunately, we're not doing video today, or else that would have been a really fun segment to include in this episode. But Dave took care of the fly.
Yeah, it took two shots.
Okay, let's carry on now.
Mm.
Mother's Day.
Yes, so the highs and lows. So, Monica, what has been maybe the most, or maybe you have more than one, most challenging parts of being a mother?
Yeah, not as much fun to talk about, but no doubt motherhood can be challenging, as can fatherhood. Parenting is hard. I think we probably all have favorite stages and seasons. And like I said, I love this growing up time, kids becoming adults. And I think for me, the hardest season was just when kids were young and you really can't control toddlers. You really can't, and you can discipline, you can train, but there's just a lot that is outside of your control. And I probably didn't realize that I had control issues until I had kids. So I think there were a few years where it just felt really chaotic and really loud. And here we were in Hawaii, living far away from family and friends. And we were in some pretty small homes, rentals, whatever, at the beginning. And it was hot. I just remember a lot of like feeling a bit like I was suffocating. So probably that was when I started to wrestle a lot with my temper and losing my temper at the kids and just kind of that, I call it the anger lecture cycle. In fact, with that, I'll make a note to link to a blog post where I talk about that has been pretty popular, because the Lord really did stretch me and grow me through that, convicted me that I needed to make some changes, and thankfully He provided, and His grace was enough to get me through that season. But I just hated feeling like I was losing my temper a lot. That was no fun. And just feeling really drained emotionally. And I think that for anyone listening, if you find yourself in that place where you're just exhausted and you're like, well, I don't really have options. I don't have help. Dave, you were in residency mm-hmm. then, so maybe your husband works a lot or you're a single mom. And hopefully the article I linked to will help with that, but also just really encourage you to find someone to talk to about it, get prayer, get real practical. Like we can tend to sit in a bad place and just keep repeating things, but I say, do something about it. There is help. There are resources. And I'm just going to encourage you to really deal with that if you find yourself struggling with anger and temper issues. So that was my hardest part.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a...
You remember that probably.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like you said, I was working it a lot at that time.
Yeah. But you remember me feeling horrible, like, I'm the worst mom.
Yeah. It was tough. It was tough for you. And you have a lot you can share with people now because you went through that that's season right. and you learned a lot from it. So... What, Monica, do you hope your boys will now take into the world as they're leaving home? One's mm-hmm. already kind of officially out the door on his own, making his own tracks in the world. And another one's graduating from college and making his big moves. And then and another one who's kind of right behind him. But we got one more still to go. But you certainly are thinking a lot about what... Mm-hmm. your boys are leaving with, yeah. what they're departing with. What are the things you're hoping they're taking with them as they leave our home?
Yeah, that's such a good question. And one I encourage every mom, even when your kids are young, I always say, starting with my book, Boy Mom, Throughout Raising Amazing, and then into Becoming Homeschoolers, to really keep your eyes on the prize, I say. Like, it's so easy to get caught up in the everyday little battles and fires we have to put out. But I just encourage parents to consider that question. What do I want them to leave home with? And I think for both of us, we have agreed from the start that most importantly, we want our kids to know the Lord well, to really put their faith in Jesus and to know the Word of God as well as possible in their growing up years so that they leave the home with just a solid foundation. And that goes with the whole topic of a biblical worldview. Just a few weeks ago, we had George Barna on the podcast. Mm-hmm. And I don't think a few years ago I even thought about that word much, worldview. But now I feel like it is at the top of my mind because mm-hmm. our world has changed so much. Mm-hmm. And there are so many new issues, cultural issues, moral issues. So making sure our kids have a biblical worldview. And that means they see everything through the lens of the Bible. Mm-hmm. Because putting your faith in Jesus is one thing, but then dealing with the things that they're going to face when they're outside of the house, when they meet new people, when they have professors, when there's a new political or social issue that comes up, how are they going to deal with that? Well, if they have a biblical worldview, they'll know how to deal with it. Yeah. So to me, that just puts like all the other stressors to rest. Mm. Like they've got it. If they know the Lord, everything else will fall into place.
Yeah, that's a huge one. I mean, with the time we're living in, I think that Barna conversation you have is a good one for people to tune into. I mean,
totally. I'll link to that too.
We've been dealing that with our college boys, right? This whole deconstructionism that's going on out there.
I'll also link to Elisa Childers' interview, which was about deconstruction. One. Yeah. But certainly those are the two things I want to give my boys, faith and the biblical worldview that goes with that. And then I can just rest knowing they've got what they need.
Yep. You've done what you can. So how about, that's kind of, the leaving the nest part, but hey, how about the new moms where they're just getting the nest started? Do you have any advice for the new moms out there?
Oh, goodness.
That are celebrating their first Mother's Day?
Yeah, for sure. Congratulations. I'm going to say, well, I guess I just touched on it. Keep your eyes on the prize. Definitely keep that big picture in mind. Don't get too, upset or worried about the daily stuff, but also just recognize where you're at right now today and be all there. Like, it's okay to say it's really rough right now, or motherhood is hard, or I'm exhausted, or this is a really fun season. I think just being really present, and that's such an overused term, but it's true.
It is. And like, it's like kind of a philosophy you kind of hear out there, like, you know, be living the moment sort of thing. But uh-huh. man, that's what Jesus told us to do.
Totally. I mean,
to not be preoccupied with tomorrow and worrying mm-hmm. about it, you know?
Today has enough.
Yeah, problems of its own. Be focused on this moment.
It's true. And yet we all fall into that trap. I think even us. We have Levi, who's 13. Actually, by the time this airs, he won't be. He's about to turn 14 in May. Mm. But it's easy for us to be like always working on the next thing for him and you know, talking to him about the future. Yeah.
And we do need to plan.
Yes.
I mean, that's part of just being wise, right?
Yes.
But if we get preoccupied with worry or yeah. we think about our past and things we didn't do right, you know, I mean,
true.
God's word just gives us so much good guidance there, whether it's Paul talking about forgetting what's behind or Jesus saying not worrying about what's ahead tomorrow.
Right.
It leaves us with the present.
It is so true. Yes. Yeah, so
and that's a good word for those new moms because it's really the present has a lot enough already a ton to deal with for them.
Yeah.
Sometimes they want to escape it, right?
Oh, for sure. And even that feeling like, okay, be in that moment and go, wow, I'm super overwhelmed. That's okay. Because you won't always be. You won't always be. You will mm-hmm. have days where you look back. I'll even say, since we acknowledge the pregnant women, like pregnancy is hard. I most of the time would not want to be back in that. But then again, remember when we could like feel baby moving in my tummy and like, it's so special. So really soak in whatever season you're in. Mm. There's my advice.
Okay. Well, that's good advice.
Thank you. I want to tell you about a podcast sponsor that I'm a big fan of, diveintomath.com. Now, most of you know that all my boys have been homeschooled, and the oldest two went on to college, where the oldest graduated with a degree in data analytics, and the second son will graduate this year majoring in mechanical engineering. And both of those boys took science classes and Shorman math classes through the diveintomath.com website. In fact, they went all the way through an AP calculus and an AP physics course, and they believe that those classes really well prepared them for their college classes ahead. Now, Dive Into Math offers self-paced courses in state-of-the-art e-learning systems featuring expert video instruction, interactive assignments with auto-grading and grade recording, video solutions, and Q&A support with Dr. Shorman, who happens to be our good friend and is such a great man. Dr. Shorman teaches everything from a biblical perspective, and he offers a historical foundation which teaches the why of learning math, which is really helpful. Shorman Algebra 1 and 2 teaches every concept on the PSAT, SAT, and ACT with over 200 practice questions, which, if your kids are interested in college, is going to be really, really helpful. Now, I have a lot more to say. I'll be sharing in the months ahead, but definitely go over to the diveintomath.com website. Check them out. I think you'll be impressed. Ladies, if you have had a chance to hang out with a girlfriend recently, maybe over coffee or any time you get a chance to go below the surface, I'm guessing the topic of hormones have come up. Am I right? Whether we're talking PMS or perimenopause or menopause, hormones are a thing, and I think we need to talk about them. Now, I am happy to report that I have been trying a daily supplement called Hormone Harmony, created by Happy Mammoth. Now, the Happy Mammoth company is dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. So, Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it, but it is perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that can tend to put a woman's life on hold. So, if you want to try Hormone Harmony, here's a great deal. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order over at happymammoth.com. Just use code MONICA at checkout. That's happymammoth.com. Use code MONICA for 15% off today. Let me know how you like it.
So now about your book.
Oh.
So yeah. You mentioned that you have a new book out.
That's right.
That's just released.
Yesterday.
Congratulations again on that. And wow, so our listeners should know, like 2 years ago, one afternoon, evening, yeah. I heard you and I heard tap, 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 click, 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 tap, tap. And You were just like, smoke and sparks were coming off of the keyboard.
Yeah.
And unlike I had seen before, and I was like, what are you doing right now? What right. are you writing about?
It might have been 3 years. I'm trying to remember, two or three years. But I was finishing Raising Amazing. Yeah.
Okay. And so I asked you, and then you gave me a really profound answer as to what you were doing at that moment. You said, well, let me just preface kind of what happened there with in the conversation was that you did actually say something about, you know, I've written these books, but I've totally left something out. And you were referring to, you know, Boy Mom and Raising Amazing and, uh-huh. And all this great advice, practical advice for parents and parents of boys and just parents in general with your second book. And you almost seemed to be like in not distress, but you were just great. You had great concern.
Yeah, I did.
And
actually,
that seemed to be like what was going on in the moment when you were writing. So,
yeah, you want me to tell that story?
Furiously.
So, if you have Becoming Homeschoolers, I open in the early on in the book and tell this story because I think it was a big moment for us. You were doing your hospital notes mm-hmm. on the bed on your laptop. I'm sitting at our desk and I was writing a chapter for Raising Amazing about how kids spend their time. And like just really encouraging parents to be intentional, like realize kind of like what I just talked about, the way they spend their days, you're going to look back on one day and say, wow, that was their childhood. You are creating the picture that they'll have one day looking back on their childhood. And I was just reflecting on that. And I was like, well, I'm going to talk a little bit about homeschooling. I've, you know, never held back that we love homeschooling, that it's a big part of our life. But I've also been careful, I think, to address the greater audience, knowing that the majority of people don't homeschool. Mm. So in that moment, as I'm typing, I was like, oh my goodness, I think I haven't told the whole story. And you were looking at me like, what? Like, what have you ever not told? And I was like, well, it's not that I meant to keep it out or to hold back, but I think that homeschooling hasn't just been a little part of our boys' story, but it's been like the main story. Has like next to their relationship with Jesus, homeschooling has shaped our boys more than anything else. And you looked at me with like such confidence and you were like, you're right, keep writing. So I did. I kept writing.
Wait, so I didn't realize, but you were actually finishing just a chapter. Raising Amazing, but it was the realization that this chapter you're writing really should be it.
Well, no. So I went ahead and I was like, okay, I'm going to tell a little bit more about this. I added that to the chapter and it got a little long. Like instead of one paragraph, it was probably 3 pages. And then I turned in the book to my editor who got back to me with a slash through most of it. And she's like, I love this content, but I think you need to save it. Save it for your next book on homeschooling with a smiley face.
Wow, so she was like on the same wavelength that we were.
Well,
like,
we hadn't actually thought book yet. I just thought, I'm going to add it to Raising Amazing and tell the whole story. And she's like, no, save it for its own book.
Yeah, but that's what our next thought would have naturally been like, this needs to be a book. And she said it for us.
She said it. And when her edits came back probably a couple weeks later, I showed it to you and was like, look. And you were like, Do it. Yeah. I was like, woo. I never really had thought about a homeschooling book. And I think part of the reason why is because it's been such a natural part of our life. It's not like I set out to be a homeschool expert. It's just been what we've done. And so I think that made the book that much more authentic and fun because I got to share our story.
Yeah.
And also all the things I learned since I started off homeschooling with no idea what I was doing, but I've learned so much.
And you probably were just being sensitive to your audience. Like if you just talked about homeschooling all the time, not everyone could relate to that.
Absolutely.
But COVID and da-da-da-da-da and a lot more people interested in the homeschooling idea, and it kind of makes sense. There's more of an audience maybe now for that message, right?
And I do say also early on in the book, and I want to make it clear here, as much as I am pro-homeschooling, I am much more pro-family. And so my heart has always been to support and encourage families. And even people who read Becoming Homeschoolers may choose homeschooling is not right for them. And that is absolutely fine. I still think you're going to take away some good nuggets that will encourage you in your family life.
Yeah. I mean, and I guess the thing about our story is that we just can't deny that homeschooling was kind of the foundation, the background sort of music that everything, you know, was being played out in. I don't know what analogy to use.
The paper that works. I like that.
The paper that the words for our journey raising kids was written on. We provided the ink, but there was some
poetic. Those are both really good.
That just came out.
I like it.
But it's I keep saying more. You start getting on analogies. It's woven into the fabric of
one more
of our family's kind
keep
of
going.
Banner, the message that it's been written on. It really is. It underlies it all. So
it does.
And what's interesting to think about, what if we hadn't homeschooled? I mean, how would our family look right now? How would our kids look as far as their trajectory? It's just interesting to think about. But I would hope that we'd still almost end up in the same place we are now somehow, some way, by the grace of God. But thankfully, we had that opportunity.
I'm so grateful.
And for people that have that opportunity potentially out there or want to make that opportunity...
Read the book,
because I think there's some exciting things in there.
And again, you just said that by the grace of God, because, and we share this in the book, and most people listening probably know, we didn't set out to homeschool. Mm-hmm. When we met, we didn't even talk about our future kids' education. When we were pregnant with Josiah, we didn't talk about his education. I think we kind of just assumed, since we both went to public schools, that we just raised kids like we were raised.
Yeah.
But the world has changed a lot. And we started our boys in a private Christian preschool, and by the time Josiah was in first grade, it was clear that A, we couldn't afford to send all of our kids to private school.
In town, which was like an hour away.
It would have been a whole different lifestyle. And then B, that we didn't want to risk some of the things already beginning to infiltrate our culture back then in whatever kind of school it might be. We just knew that we were the best people to educate our kids. I'm really glad we tried it.
Yeah, and we couldn't imagine doing it any other way now that we look back on it.
Right.
And I was just thinking about like the questions that were the Mother's Day questions. I mean, embedded within even the questions that we think about asking ourselves or me asking you, it's like homeschooling is woven into that. I mean, your best memories or your favorite things about being a mother is the relationships with our kids and growing. I mean, that all was provided to us through homeschooling. I mean,
you're right.
Having those
deep relationships
because they were home.
Yes.
Doing their school here rather than 8 hours or 10 hours somewhere else. We got to really live that relationship out with them. And their friendship is all built through a homeschool experience.
Right. You know what? I want to share something here that I don't think made its way into the book. And I don't think I've ever said this on the podcast, but it's just hitting me right now. And that is the fact that might surprise some people. That when our boys were little and they went to preschool, because we started our first three in full-time preschool, Hawaii had very few options of like part-time preschool. They went to full-time, full days of preschool, and Monica loved her freedom. I loved sending them. I taught at a gym. I taught fitness classes. I'd come home. I'd get to shower, clean up the house, do some laundry. Okay, I used to stress over thinking about summer break because I was like, oh my goodness, I would get anxious thinking, what am I going to do with them all day? And I would sign them up for multiple VBS weeks. I was so worried about the idea of having them home all the time. And I'm going to say that says a lot, because right now I'm telling you my favorite part of motherhood is just loving time with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I think something shifted when I just went ahead and faced my fear of having kids around.
Yeah.
Once I did it, and just got through some tough parts of it.
Yeah. The thing you were trying to avoid now is the thing that you want the most.
Yeah. So if there's someone out there that's like, oh, good for Monica. She must be some laid back, fun loving mom. I'm more like, I want my house cleaner. I want this or I want my order. Hey, I was the same way. Mm-hmm. I would stress. I don't know if I even talked to you about it. I remember the anxiety I would feel. And there's a reason. One summer, I think Josiah did three different VBSs.
Oh, yeah.
Because I didn't want long days with kids at home. Yeah. Wow. That just came back to me.
Yeah. Wow. That was interesting.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for sharing that.
Totally.
So the other thing about, I guess, homeschooling and the book that you've written is just maybe we should tell your audience a little bit about what's in the book. So maybe for those that haven't gotten a chance to read about what your book is about online, yeah. Amazon reviews or wherever.
And I've talked about it here a few times, so we don't want to over-talk it.
What are some of the things people can look forward to in this book? Like, and maybe I should ask it differently. What was your intent? What was your purpose in writing this book, how you wrote it? Like, what was your audience? What were you thinking of? What was the question that you were trying to answer for them that you thought they had?
Such a good question. I love that, because I will say that I've got a few homeschool books on my shelf, not a ton, and there's some good ones out there. So I'm thankful for all the people that are, you know, sharing from their homeschool experience. But most of the books I found were, how do I say this with respect, a little bit crunchier, like, or more magical. Here's homeschooling and it's beautiful. Like, they painted this really great picture for people who love the idea of homeschooling. But I wouldn't say, and from what I just shared, now it won't surprise you, I wasn't one of those people that was dreaming about laying under a tree on a blanket with my kids, learning together classical literature. When I started homeschooling, the question I had was, how can I do at least as good as they would get in a traditional school and get them into college if they so choose, knowing that college isn't for everyone. Yeah. But if they wanted to go, I was like, how can I get through the day? Because we're a busy family. Like, our kids by then were out surfing. We spent time at the beach. We were doing a lot of stuff. I wasn't looking to give my kids a magical homeschool experience. I just wanted to know I could do enough. So yeah. When it came time to write the book, I thought, I just want to be really practical. Yeah, I want to share our story. I love it. I'm so grateful. But then the middle section of the book is preschool to college. It is literally, I went in and learned things I didn't even know while I was schooling our kids, because I know there's parents out there that are like, I need to know before I start. Like, what does it take? Can you create a high school transcript? Can you get a college scholarship? All the things I learned one step at a time as I went, I got in and dug deep and found out what you would need to know. So each chapter is preschool all the way up to college applications, and it's really practical. So there's no fluff. There's a few mentions of magical moments that I loved reading with my kids, but for the most part, it's like, if you want to know what you need to know, okay, I'm your girl.
So this is like a nuts and bolts how
to guidebook.
Okay, yeah, with all the resources that people potentially need, or there's a big resource section for sure, right? In the book.
Yes.
It's going to be a highlight.
Yes.
But that being said, woven into that is still a way for people to hear our story, yes, and how we did it, right?
Yes, definitely.
In case they're curious.
Yes. And for those who are already homeschooling, I feel like there's just a lot of encouragement, because I did a lot of research on, like, the things, if you're homeschooling and facing a moment where you're like, I don't know, is this worth it? Maybe my kids would be better off. Well, there's a lot of just data and research on, like, the benefits of homeschooling and all the reasons why it's a good thing to do.
Okay. So you construct a good argument for why people should homeschool.
I did, but there's so much grace in there, because, like I've said over and over, I'm not trying to say homeschooling's for everyone. So I don't think it comes across like, you have to homeschool, but yeah, there's a good argument for why it's a good idea to try it if you're thinking about it.
Hmm. Okay.
Or maybe you haven't thought about it, but now, today, you are.
Okay, well, great answer. And the next, not question, but I guess the next thing I have to say is, since we're like celebrating Mother's Day and book launch and graduation,
yeah.
Why don't we just keep the party going?
Okay.
And
party guy.
Let's think of some fun gifts that we can throw out to somebody out there.
Let's do that.
Because that's what you do, right?
In this podcast, to give gifts.
Social Mother's media Day. World, we and Mother's Day, you got to think of your listeners that are yeah. faithfully tuning in. And,
yeah.
And,
thanks, guys.
And maybe finding a way to reward one or two of them.
Yeah. Let's give a book stack.
So a book giveaway. A book stack?
Book stack. All my books, even my little self-published book that's more like in women's health arena. Okay. The Secret of Your Naturally Skinny Friends. And if you don't know about that book, go over to show notes. There'll be a link to everything. But
and then we got Boy Mom.
Boy Mom.
And then we got Raising Amazing.
Raising Amazing.
And
Becoming Homeschoolers. Let's give all of them away to a couple people.
Wow. Okay.
In show notes.
So They let's see. They have to leave a comment.
Yeah, we'll ask a question or two in show notes.
In show notes, and they just have to
answer the question. Do is answer it, and you are entered to win.
And we have some mystical, magical way of randomly...
Yes, Dave was very concerned about how we are going to choose the winner. When and I told him random. I've done this before.
Okay.
There's ways you... There's like apps and things you put... In actually, okay, I admit, I have a virtual assistant named Morgan who's amazing.
Okay.
She does that for me. I don't know how
so
she
Morgan
does
doesn't
it.
Really usually know any of these people. She would know.
She has an actual generator, like a random name selector.
Well, there we go. Then it
she
truly can, is
she
random.
Does it.
Okay, I feel
She's
better
legit.
Now.
Dave wanted, was very concerned.
Yeah, I didn't want it. I wanted to.
He doesn't want bias.
Yes, exactly. No bias.
But I'm going to read every comment.
So I'm going to be fair to your listeners. Yeah. Everybody gets a fair shot.
Yes, because we live in America in 2024. No, we will read the comments and I will be moved and touched by everything you share because we're going to ask something really good and juicy, right? Are you going to ask a good question? Dave's going to be helping me write this question.
Oh, I am.
These
okay.
Questions.
All right.
Yeah. So we'll give away a couple book stacks because we want you to have the best Mother's Day ever. And hey, Dave, since you've hosted this, occasionally, I pray for listeners at the end of a podcast episode. What if you closed with a prayer for the moms?
Yeah, let's do it. I'm happy
thank
to
you.
Do that. Okay.
Awesome.
Dear Lord Jesus, we just thank you for all the mothers out there that are listening right now. And just thank you for their service to you in
yes.
becoming a mom and living out that role, that purpose that you've granted them. Lord, it's just by your grace that we even have life and breath in our lungs and get to wake up each morning and experience this world that you've created and the life that you've given us. And Lord, what an amazing plan you have, this whole purpose of creating life and then giving, you know, from the very beginning that this purpose of creation, procreation, causing life to continue to be generated through motherhood, through having children, and just the way your beautiful plan for us and for our world has unfolded with your desire for who you are and the love that you have for us, the understanding, the truth of that to be transmitted from a parent to a child, and how you've especially given mothers this gift that you... You know, at the beginning, Eve was the mother of the living, and that women get to be life givers to their children. Mm-hmm. And it's, Lord, it's just not just physical life, but there's a spiritual reality that all of eternity hinges on. And Lord, just thank you that we get this privilege of helping our children come to know the author of life, which is you, and that they can find their meaning and purpose in a relationship with you. Lord, just help the mothers out there to know that it's worth their efforts to work through the parenting journey and motherhood journey, and that there's blessings, and that they get to learn more about themselves. Mm-hmm. They get to trust you and learn more about you, and they get the gift of just a relationship with children that are a gift from you as well. And so Lord, we just pray your blessing on all the mothers, and just thank you for the time we've had to share, and just pray that this podcast can just be a blessing to them. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Dave. Thanks for hosting us.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it again.
And thanks everyone for listening, and truly have a wonderful, wonderful Mother's Day. And until next week, aloha.